All right. Good morning, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show. My name is Sansara Taylor. I continue to be your guest host, sitting in for the wonderful Michael Slate. We give our love. Shout out to Michael right now at the top of the hour. You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and streaming live around the world at kpfk.org. And we have got a show for you today that is so important. I've got two guests here in studio. I'll introduce them in a moment. We're going to talk about the horrendous, brutal, heartbreaking, and infuriating police murder of three mentally disturbed people here in Los Angeles just since this year began. An outrageous continuation of the ongoing police brutality, murder with a white supremacy that is built into this system. We're going to talk about this. What happened? Why this continues to happen, and what really needs to be done about it. We want to start this hour off with two guests from the Los Angeles Revolution Club. They're also part of the National Get Organized for an Actual Revolution tour. Here in studio with me, I'm so happy to introduce and welcome back Michelle Chai. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
In person this week. Last week you were in the storm of New York, and you made it back to rainy but sometimes sunny California. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Junior, also a leader in the Los Angeles Revolution Club. How you doing?
Good. Hi.
All right. So we are just 13 days into a new year. And already here in Los Angeles, the police have cut down three precious lives, three people with families, with loved ones, who were in the midst of mentally disturbed episodes, it seems, at least a couple of them. And rather than being responded to with care, rather than medical assistance, rather than compassion, these people, black and brown men, had their lives cut down. And this is, it's outrageous in its own right, and it's part of an unending pattern, it seems, under this system, not just in this city, but across this country. Michelle, Junior, I think it'd be helpful, maybe Michelle, you could start us off and just tell us what happened.
Yeah, as you said, right, these murders happened like the first 3 days of the year, right? And this is coming off a year where the police broke records in murders, right?
And in 2022, across the country,
right.
it was the highest number of police killings on record.
Yeah. And they didn't take a pause. They kicked off the new year by murdering three people, right? And that's just here in Los Angeles, right? Takar Smith was, one person, Keenan Anderson and Oscar Leon Sanchez. And they were all having, mental health crisis. We were just watching the video, part of the video of Takar Smith, right? And it was just this person needed help, This person was, not in his right mind, as his wife said, right? When she called, she said to the police, "I had no other choice than to, call you, and basically begged them not to murder her husband, and that's exactly what they did, right? Takar Smith was a father of six, right, and was separated from his wife, and they had a restraining order, and he came in there, and she was seeking help. And you see in the video, he's afraid for his life, And I think this thing of like, what does it mean when you live in a society where both the, his wife seeking help already knows that there's already, that there's a chance that they might shoot him down, that she had to, that she had to beg them not to do that, right? And for him to, as soon as they came in the door, that he was just like, he looked afraid, just from watching that video, you can see he was afraid, right? And also, Keenan Anderson, right? There was another video, that shows they had him on the ground and he kept saying, "They're gonna George Floyd me," right? Mm-hmm. Referring to, George Floyd, being murdered. And you think about how frightening that is, that the very last minutes of your life, you're going to die, and you know how you're going to die. this is what was happening, you know, with these people, right? And they're having mental health crisis, and instead, you know, of, as you said, right, being met with compassion and actual help, medical help, they shoot them down, right, and treat them like animals, like garbage, you know. And Oscar Leon Sanchez as well, right, having a mental health crisis, and instead of, you know, actually giving him the help that he needs, they murder him, right? So this is an outrage, and, you know, and these are real human beings, you know, that are treated as, like, not even, as if they're not even people.
Junior, I think Michelle has brought alive some of the humanity of who was cut down and the cruelty and the barbarity, actually. But here we are. I mean, that's very heavy for him, for one of these victims of police murder to be saying they're going to George Floyd me as he's being cut down. And here we are 3 years after the tremendous outpouring. I mean, millions and millions strong against the police murder of George Floyd, against the white supremacy that's built into the system. And we've heard all this yak about police reform, progressive district attorneys, sensitivity trainings, defund the police, blah, 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 yak about how we're going to solve this. None of this has measured up. None of this has done anything. As Michelle said, last year was a record for police killings across the country. And here we are starting the new year off with this terror and state-backed lynchings. I think you should talk some about what does this tell you about this system and what's really needed to solve this? How can this be ended?
Yeah, I mean, I think nothing tells it louder than these, you know, these gunshots every time they shoot somebody down, that they don't care about people, that they're going to continue to to murder people time and over and over again. You know, like, you know, people did come out. People voted a black mayor in Los Angeles. You got a progressive district attorney. You know, you have a police force that's full of brown and black faces, you know, but here we are, the same thing, you know. Like, you know, Michelle said, this coming off of, like, last year, you know, record breaking in the number of police killings, you know, and how many times do they have to tell you that this is their nature? This is what they do. They serve and protect the system, not the people. If they were there to, like, really serve the people, like Bob Avakian has said, like, you would figure out a different way to handle this. You would lay your own life on the line before you wantonly murder, like, one of the people, especially somebody who's, like, mentally ill, you know, who actually needs your help. You know, you will sooner lay your life on the line than do that. But you can't do that under this system. This system has this white supremacy woven into it like this. You know, you look at the history of this country, you know, like, what has it been? You know, they used to lynch people. You know, they have picnics around it. You know, they'd celebrate it. They'd, like, have postcards of it. Right. And now this is the same thing. Now this is happening online. You see these fascists celebrate this online now, you know, and, like, it's a. You know, it's something that really, like, people to confront the actual, what's the fact that this is not going to change, that this is the nature of this system. It has no future for, like, so many people. It treats them like human garbage. It doesn't treat them as people. You know, they're going to keep doing that. All your calls for, like, and chanting for, like, reform and defund, you know, have ignored. They've been ignored because they don't do things that way. This system requires these police to kill people and terrorize people, you know, and, you know, like, one thing that we really have to confront is that reality, and people don't want to see it, right? And, like, what's it going to take? You're not going to ignore these fascists. You know, they're off their, you know, like Bob Avakian has said in these interviews, they're off their chains and out of the basement, you know, and you're not going to deal with them by, you know, trying to have a little safe space over here, or, you know, voting this away. People are actually going to have to, like, come to the, you know, face the reality that you have to go up against them. You know, you have to go up against them. And right now, we're not talking about anything, like, crazy or doing anything irresponsible, but having a very serious approach of organizing the forces, like, right now, who are gonna like, make very clear that you're not going to be allowed to continue to do this over and over again to our people. We are going to defend the people. You are not going to be allowed to come and just wantonly murder people whenever you want. You're not going to be allowed to attack people whenever you want. We're building up the forces now, you know, to go up against that, to get rid of the whole damn system that gave birth to these fascists. And that, you know, sends its pigs, you know, out here in this kind of, like, unrestrained and unleashed way, you know, to murder people. That's the only way. There's no other way, you know, other than by getting rid of this system to actually stop this.
Yeah, when you talk about getting rid of this system, I think I want to ask one more question about this. Then we want to play a clip, actually, from Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader that you are citing, who's developed a strategy for a revolution. He's developed a constitution for a new socialist republic in North America, what we would replace this system with when we clear it away through a revolution. But I think it'd be helpful for you to be very concrete in what you mean by revolution. Either of you could speak to this. Mm-hmm. Maybe, Michelle, you want to take this. Because people throw that word around. Revolution means all – I mean, I got a revolutionary new lipstick. It won't smear if I go swimming. It'll last 12 hours. Whatever the hell you want to say. People use the word revolution. Mm-hmm. They mean a big social change. People say a revolution is just inside myself. What are you talking about when the Revolution Club talks about a real revolution, when Bob Avakian in a moment is going to talk about what revolution can accomplish? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I think that's really important, and an important contrast too, right? Because I think when a lot of people hear, well, you know, we were just on the trains yesterday, you know, and, you know, through LA, and people heard the word revolution, and, you know, people heard what we were saying, and people got really excited. But then they kind of went straight to, yeah, and that's why we got to change the laws. And that's why we got to, you know, get all these youth to get organized and vote, right? But that's not what we're talking about, right? I think what Junior was speaking, we've done... How many people have, like, done time and time again, voted in all these people, right? Like, and tried to change things within the system, and this continues to happen. We got to get to the root of it, right? A revolution is not just a big protest. A revolution is not, you know, just, you know, what you were saying, right? A revolution in, like, you know, like a new lipstick or a new product or something, right? A revolution is an all-out fight. It means meeting and defeating the, you know, the institutions, the, you know, these enforces this whole system, right? It actually means bringing this whole system down and replacing it with a new, radically, you know, radical society that is actually going towards the emancipation of all of humanity, right? That's going to mean new institutions. That's going to mean a whole new force that's responsible for the security of the people. That's going to mean a whole another institution of, you know, that, you know, that actually cares about these people. You know, I think what Junior was saying about, like, you know, what is in the Constitution, what is the vision of how we would handle a situation like that, you know, where you would be confronted with people with mental health crisis. The first thought would not be to pull out your gun and shoot them down. It would be to care for them and give them the medical help that they need. And if people still react in a violent way, if you're responsible for the security forces, you would soon sacrifice your own life than take the life of the people in crisis.
In just a moment, I want to play something from Bob Avakian, who is the author of this Constitution for a New Socialist Republic in North America, which is the document, the foundational document for how a new society would be organized, a revolutionary society, after this capitalist imperialist system has been overthrown through a revolution. And it envisions the economic structure, a radically different economic system, a radically different governmental system, different rights of the people, different security forces like you're describing, different educational system. Revolution means overthrow. So I'm going to play this from Bob Avakian, where he gets into exactly what you're saying. This is how this new society would handle a situation like this. And this is taken from a dialogue that he held with Cornel West up in Riverside Church back in 2014. It was a beautiful dialogue on revolution and religion, the fight for emancipation and the role of religion. It was some 2,000 people came together. It was a beautiful afternoon exchange between them. This is just a short excerpt, a few minutes from the Q&A dialogue that followed their presentations. Let's listen.
Look, some things can be done right away, just like some things will take a lot longer. As soon as this system is brought down and a new revolutionary system is in place, the police will not go out shooting down the youth in the streets right then and there no more. Now that's a fact. And if somebody is crazed and does do it, they will never be in a position to do it ever again. It will not be this whole process of justifiable homicide. And as I've said before, you will still need forces to protect the security of the people in a new society. Everything is not going to change in one instant. But you can have very different kind of forces protecting the security. Look, quiet as it's kept, we've got security in this room. The church is providing security. Other people are providing security. Is anybody here afraid that they're going to be shot down by the people providing security for this event we're having? I hope not, and I believe not. Why? Because they have a whole different orientation, and they're part of a different process. When you get a whole different system, then as I've said before, if you have a, you know, there are still going to be people who, you know, have mental problems, go crazy, go off or so. How do you handle that? Let's say we're the people's police going out and you run into a situation like that. Our orientation has to be that we would sooner die ourselves than wantonly kill one of the people, even one, or maybe especially one, who's mentally disturbed. That has to be our orientation. If you're part of the people's security that's there to really serve and protect the people, then you put your life on the line, and if you have to, you lay your life down instead of and before you would ever be thinking of brutalizing any of the people. But that is not going to happen under this system, and that's why we got to get rid of this system, and that's why we have to be very serious about the question of can we have a revolution, and if we can, how do we make that revolution? We have to, look, this is, you know, I'm, you know, it's kind of ironic, but, you know, once again, Clyde Young used to say, one of his favorite sayings was, you know, this is serious as a heart attack, and this is very serious. We, you know, we need humor. We need play. We need joy. But at the same time, that humor, that play, that joy is all part of something that's very, very serious. It is the lives and the future of the masses of people around the world, which is the most precious thing of all to those of us who want and are fighting for a different world. And so we have to proceed in that kind of a way. And that's why I put the emphasis on being scientific, because being scientific just means understanding and working to understand the world the way it really is. It doesn't mean you'll ever understand everything or everything completely correctly. We're always going to make mistakes and have shortcomings, but we have to really strive to understand the world the way it is. And if we do, then we can see where the possibilities actually lie, not because out of wishful thinking, but out of a scientific approach, to know that we actually can have a different kind of world, yes, a different kind of society, and yes, with a different kind of force that really is about protecting and serving the masses of people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so that was an excerpt, like I said, from Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader, the architect of the new communism. He was speaking in 2014. In a dialogue on revolution and religion called The Fight for Emancipation and the Role of Religion, or The Fight for Revolution and the Role of Religion with Cornel West. And there he's speaking about the epidemic of police murder under this system and how a new revolutionary society would handle its security forces and why we need a revolution. And we're doing this on the occasion just shortly after the police here in Los Angeles viciously murdered Takar Smith, Keenan Anderson, Oscar Leon Sanchez, three men having mental disturbed episodes who needed help and instead were brutally murdered, lynched by the police here as part of an epidemic. So I'm in studio here with Michelle Chai and Junior, who are both leaders in the Los Angeles Revolution Club. And for everybody tuning in, I want to remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We are broadcasting here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, and my name is Sansara Taylor. I'm your guest host. Junior, I want to ask you to react to what we just heard from Bob Avakian. Take it wherever you want to go.
I mean, I want to live in that world, you know. I'm just so tired of seeing, like, you know, like that this is, you know, there's the particulars of each of these cases, you know, but it's like the same recycled excuses of why they kill people, you know. they do it over and over again, and I'm just so tired of it, you know, and I want to live in that world that Baba Vakin describes, you know. You know, it is like, you know, you have to replace the system. There's a system in place that, like, treats people like human garbage. You know, as long as they could turn a profit, you got a job. As long as you know, you have money, you get some food. If you don't, they'll let you die. You know, and there's all these people who they just treat like so much human garbage. They see people as less than human, and they're, like, ready to, you know, it's not that orientation. They don't like to, you know, like, they don't see black people as legitimate anymore. You know, they... And when they see a chance, that's what they see. They see a chance. Somebody's mentally disturbed. They pick something up. They see a chance to kill them. Mm. You know, they see a chance to kill them. They don't see like a human being. They see a chance to kill somebody. And, you know, and they're going to continue to do this, you know, unless there's a force, you know, unless we have a different system, ultimately. You know, that's why we need a revolution. You know, that's why, and Baba Vakin's done a lot of work. You know, somebody was, you know, we have struggles with people over, like, why follow Baba Vakin, a white man, you know, and I tell people, look, why I follow Baba Vakin because I want this to end, you know, and anybody who's, like, seriously approaches this question about, like, what's at the root of this, why is this happening, what has to happen in order to, like, stop it, what kind of society is really worth fighting and dying for if you have to, you know, that could replace this. That's going to lead you into the serious work that Baba Vakin has done around all of this, you know. And so, like, there's a real challenge that's, like, that needs to be put to people right now to get with this revolution. You know, Baba Vakin said in a talk, something terrible or something truly emancipating, you know, that there's a basic foundation and roadmap for how to change this. He said, look, instead of fighting and killing each other, what people need to be doing now is uniting to defend each other. Opposing all unjust violence, not launching attacks on anyone, but at the same time not allowing the police or civilian fascist thugs to wantonly brutalize and murder people. And people need to do this as part of building up the forces for revolution. You know, and it is, like he says, as serious as a heart attack, you know, and we are serious, you know. And we're calling on people who are serious, too, to come and get with this revolution now, right? Maybe you're not ready to step out in this kind of way, but you need to support this. You know, you need to be part of the forces who are donating to this, like helping get the word out, letting people know about these interviews and all the work that's been done here. But like, we can't afford any longer to just be on the sidelines and crossing our fingers and getting on our knees and praying and voting and all the different ways that people try to avoid confronting the actual reality of what's happening. You know. So call the Revolution Club.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask Michelle in just a second about how people can do that. I do want, for everybody listening, Junior, a couple times now, for very good reason, has referenced interviews. So I want to be very clear to people. If you're a regular listener of the Michael Slate Show, you might know what he's talking about because we've been playing them. But for everybody, new and old, last year, towards the end of the year, Andy Z and I, who together co-host the Revolution Nothing Less show at youtube.com/TheRevComs, which I highly recommend everybody watch. We just did a new episode one of season four last night at youtube.com/TheRevComs. But last year we got the chance to sit down with Baba Vakin and do three really extraordinary, extensive, up close and personal interviews. And he was very generous with his time. He was very generous with his life experience. He shared from his whole life, from his heart and soul. And you get a sense of the man's heart and soul, as well as his hardcore determination for real revolution. There's nothing like these interviews, and they really take you inside his own development. They take you inside the lessons that have been paid for and learned through the blood and the struggle of people here and all over the world as to why it is this system of capitalism, imperialism, that is the source of the problem that humanity, not just here but around the world, faces, and how a revolution could really be made, and what that revolution could bring alive. He brings alive the poetic spirit. He brings alive the emancipating vision that most people can't even imagine right now. Their sights are so lowered. And he brings you inside the method with a lot of humor, a lot of anger, a lot of passion, a lot of heart, and that's what Junior is referencing, these interviews. And in a little while, you're going to hear a couple excerpts of them later in the show. And we'll be featuring them as we go forward on the Michael Slate Show here. But Michelle, Junior said, call up the Revolution Club. How do they do that? And also, in the brief couple minutes we have left, if you could share a little bit. I know the Revolution Club has been out there in the streets, on the scene, responding to these police killings to organize people for revolution. So both things. What are you doing? What would people be joining up with? And how do they connect?
Well, the first thing is, if anything that we've said, you know, on this show today has, you know, you felt, right? And yes, if you still might have questions, you know, one of the biggest questions that we're running into is like, but how are we really going to make this real, you know? And how are people, as messed up as they are, you know, how are we going to get, you know, these people into the revolution? Well, there's answers to those questions, you know. There's a strategy for how we're going to bring forward those millions of people, there's a strategy for when the time is right, going up against the system and bringing it down. No guarantees, but with a real chance to win. And people, you know, and people got to start with watching these interviews that you just talked about, right? That's one very basic and important way that people need to get into now. And people can do that on going on the YouTube channel and watching that. And then people should call us, you know, again, with all your questions that you have. But if you're sick and tired of this, right? Part of, you know, I'm really feeling what Junior was saying in response to this clip, right? Because this is completely unnecessary, right? And part of what makes it unnecessary is because we could be living a whole different way, right? There's no reason why mothers need to be continuing to bury their children, you know, because they lost them at the hands of these police, right? So again, this is a call for people. Get with this revolution, right? The one thing that we're doing right now is we're going everywhere, on the trains, to the you know, schools are starting to be back in session, so we're going to the high schools around where these murders happened. We're going to, you know, to the different neighborhoods and getting the word out, we're getting this flyer out with the basic message that it doesn't have to be this way, and to get with these forces, be a part of the forces for revolution. So people can reach the Revolution Club in Los Angeles. You can call 323-671-9839. That's 323-671-9839. And there's very, you know, and as he said, contribute, right? Contribute your ideas, contribute financially, contribute, you know, whatever you can right now. You know, word has to get out. In a moment when people are feeling so hopeless, people need to know that there is hope on a scientific basis, that there is this leadership, you know, that there is Bob Avakian who has brought forward an actual way to understand why we're in the situation and how to get out of it, right? So that's our phone.
Social media?
Yeah, that was our phone number, and our social media is @RevClub_LA. @RevClub_LA. And we're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. People can reach out to us all, you know, on there. And then go on the revcom.us website and get into the works of Bob Avakian and keep up with what the National Revolution Tour is doing, how we're getting, you know, out this message and the things that we're running into and how we're taking that on.
And I know a lot of people listening to the radio, you got to get your pencil or pull out your cell phone to take the number down. So I want you to give the number one more time. I want people, get out your cell phone if you want to take it down so you're ready. Michelle's going to give it again.
Okay, it's 323-671-9839.
And I really want to thank you both for being on today. Junior, do you want to say anything else before we close out? We got just a couple minutes if you want to add a thought.
I mean, just like, you know, he says, instead of killing each other, right? There's a lot of people like out there in the streets, like dying for BS, you know, killing each other, fighting for streets and corners that they don't under control, right? Like, you know, you want to do something with heart, get with this revolution. That's what I wanted to say.
You know, one thing, and we'll talk about it. We'll have you guys back. I really appreciate you coming into studio. It's a very important conversation. But one of the things that comes alive in this interview with Bob Avakian, one of the things that comes alive on the Revolution Nothing Less show at youtube.com/therevcoms and on the website revcom.us is that, and this is an analysis Bob Avakian has made, we are in a rare time right now where revolution is necessary, not just because of the horrors of this system, But we're in a rare time when revolution is more possible, because the very dynamics of this system have brought about multiple crises that are gripping society, deep divisions from the top of society with the clash. You even saw it with they couldn't elect a Speaker of the House. I mean, it's every level. There's the fight from the top all the way down. Junior was talking some about this with the fascism rising, but it's in every dimension. This society is being ripped apart, and it holds the potential, and right now is on track for profound dangers, for things to be intensified in an even worse way. But it also, because the normalcy is being disrupted, holds an increased heightened potential for revolution and for people to get out of their comfort zone and get with this revolution. There's a heightened opportunity and an urgency. And so I just wanted to add that to your guys' call for people to connect with the Revolution Club, to get with this revolution, and to not squander this time and the leadership that we have to get humanity to a whole different place through a real revolution. So Michelle Jr., thank you so much for coming on the Michael Slate Show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.